very appropriate song, don't you think, Walter? There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
You got this the right music point. There, Vinny.
Well, thank you. And and you might actually remember that. Do you remember seeing the Robin Williams film Good Morning Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. Robin Williams, yep.
That was the first song he played on that film. And, yeah, I just thought about it. You're listening to that. You're in Vietnam. You're sweating. You're in the jungle. And you're listening to Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide.
Yeah.
What a bastard.
There's a lot of good songs that came out of the 60s under the great stress of impending doom.
And have you noticed that is where we become the most powerful? It's basically you don't realize how strong you are until something tries to break you and can't.
Yeah, fear. Vinny, fear is a very good motivator.
Yeah. Well, fear, as long as you do something about it. What was the difference? Anger and depression come from the same fear, except depression lacks motivation.
You know, I was going to say that to you earlier when you were talking, and there's other things to consider, too. Basically, fundamentally speaking, there are basic two types of people, one who live in fear-based and one that live in love-based. And I choose to live in a loved-based environment.
Yeah. And the way that you do that, I think it's kind of like transmitting, essentially. Let's say, for instance, I'm Vinny Eastwood. I'm a biological transceiver, and I'm constantly sending out all these messages like Morse code. Expose, come back, screw David Rockefeller, you know. And it's all very positive and happy and exposing scumbaggery and helping people who are nice and trying to develop new ideas and have genuine intellectual discussions. We actually learn something about the world. And as a direct result, people who do that exact same thing as I do gravitate towards me like magnetism.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another thing, too, is your subconscious is much more powerful thoughts than you realize. And most people don't realize that how they verbalize and think of themselves and other people gets stored into a massive, massive hard drive in their brain called subconscious. And so our thoughts are very powerful, and we need to think positive and keep those positive thoughts of love and happiness and goodwill and helpfulness in our forefront of our mind, so that at the end of the day when we go to lay our head down on a pillow, they get built up in that area called the hard drive.
Your hard drive, I think, is an interesting thing because you can also wipe hard drives, but it's even if you wipe your hard drives, you can still get the some of the information back on them. It's almost like it's impossible to wipe them completely because somebody with that recovery skill can always do that. And that's like the deep, deep subconscious, because mm-hmm. you can get into your subconscious by meditation or basically even if you just keep talking to people about these things that really deeply occur to you and keep expanding on them, eventually you start opening up that sort of cave of your unconscious and you start to come to terms, and they no longer become subconscious. They become part of your conscious recognition and your self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of it is those other things that are down there that are so deep buried that they can never be gotten rid of. What is that? Because we had a conversation with Anthony Peake, who's written books about the science of life and death and deja vu and what have you, and I came up with the idea that when you've got all this information in there, it's like the cloud. Okay, have you ever heard of the cloud? You've got iPhones and iPads, and when you change your calendar on your iPhone, it changes on your iPad automatically because they're connected. There's a wireless field up there where all the information is stored together, and only when you need it is it downloaded.
Yeah.
They cut off parts of the brains of mice or rats, sorry, and sent them through a maze. And no matter how much of their brain they cut off, the rats still remembered the way through the maze.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So our memories and what makes us us aren't actually up here in the brain. They're not even in here in our hearts. It's actually out there. It's all around. Who we are is all around us at all times. We are who we choose to associate with. We are what we put in our body. We are what we say. We are what we do.
You know, I heard it explained even more deep, expressed more so in the fact that the brain and the mind are similar but not the same. The mind is all your nervous system and your whole body, including the brain, is your mind.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me. The brain is simply a connection of your nervous system. Your nervous system is all connected.
It was the brain, the mind, and the soul, I think were the three separate elements that people believe was the composition of what it is to be human.
And that's what we really are. That's a true sense of self, when you understand that we are more than physical.
And I pity those people who have no deeper spiritual understanding or no belief or no faith or anything like that, because it's almost like a baby cutting its own umbilical cord when it's only gestated for like 6 months.
That's a good way to express that. That's an excellent way to express that.
You have no maturity. You have no connection to the thing that bore you, and it's. It's inherent. Do you think maybe the word ungrateful springs to mind? To not have any faith or not have any belief, to not have any desire to do good, I think is an inherently ungrateful and selfish act at the gift of life. It's like being given an amazing Christmas present by a mother who loves you very much and throwing it in the bin the next day.
Or maybe they simply lack a soul. I don't know.
Well, maybe the New World Order has been working hand over fist since the days of Darwin, since the days of Jesus, to corrupt, steal, and destroy men's souls for their own ends.
Yeah, it's sad, I'll tell you. And to think that the average person hasn't gotten in touch with that idea is kind of frightening to me.
Many have, and I found whenever you try to focus on anything, that's what comes back to you. Like, for instance, if your focus is nobody gets it, everybody's an idiot, it's frightening to me that people don't understand. While true, it connotes a certain worldview, a negative one. Yeah. However, And it doesn't mean that if you think positively, that thing doesn't exist, like the New Agers believe. Like, yes, if I meditate so well, you know, bullets won't go through my head when a black uniform thing comes up, and I can just pray to the goddess and burn some sage, and it'll make me bulletproof. Kind of perception is reality type Luciferian BS. No,
yeah.
No, mate. Okay, life and dimensions are simultaneous. They all have relevance. Okay.
Yep.
One does not have precedence over the other, per se. They all coexist. Okay. So if somebody shoots you in the 3D, you're going to feel it. Okay. In the 3D.
Yeah.
Just as if somebody shoots you in the 4D with a psychic experimental laser beam or something like that deep into your pineal gland, you'll feel that too.
Yeah.
These things are all there for a reason. Experiencing life. For frack's sake, don't close yourself off from it, any of its elements.
Well, Vinny, you know, it's been a great time talking to you with such insight. I never thought you would have that much insight as to the human condition.
Well, let's just say I'm a conditioned human.
Yeah, you are. You are conditioned, and you definitely understand. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. See, and there's the narcissism again. Because people always reinforce it because there's a reason I love myself. Because I am pretty awesome. I'm a really nice guy. I do lots of cool stuff. I say lots of real awesome stuff that means stuff to people.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a lot of insight. And I want
it's
to
amazing
thank you, Benny. I want to thank you for allowing me to share these 2 hours with you on your network. And I appreciate the American Freedom Network for allowing us to be here. And I'll send you that information, too, before we cut off the air here. There's like 4 pages. I'll be happy to send it to you.
Yeah, just email me that as a file attachment, and I'll upload it with the audio archives, because I'm cognizant that we didn't actually go into reading all 4 pages of that. Do you have a website of some kind? We've only got about maybe 20 seconds in the broadcast left.
No, I don't, but I will send it to you in a file attachment, and I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay. All right. Walter Willis, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, sir, for your time. And I've really enjoyed this too. Sometimes in expressing how you feel, you begin to understand more about it. And all you really need at that time is somebody to be there and listen and be a bouncing board, if you will. And thank you, Walter, because I feel much better. Having had you on with me for these 2 hours. The archives will be uploaded to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, ladies and gentlemen, homepage, and also the 2012 archives, as well as Guerrilla Media, as well as the YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media. It'll be posted on our Twitter feed, Guerrilla Media, and on my Facebook. It's going to be all over the place. So if you cannot find this, I will be very, very disappointed in you. We'll be back some other time, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, I believe, we're going to have I don't know. We'll find out. I think James Corbett and Jay Solek.